Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. As the pandemic drags on and unemployment remains high, people continue to struggle. That struggle can mean making difficult choices on how to spend money, paying the electric bill or buying groceries, and for people with young children, buying diapers or sanitary products. The Milwaukee Diaper Mission hopes to become a resource for people so they don't have to make that difficult decision. The organization provides free, disposable, and reusable diaper and period supplies to Milwaukeeans in need. Megan Johnson is the co-founder and co-chair of the Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and she joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about the organization and the need for these supplies right here in the city.
So, you know, when we talk about the need for diapers here in Milwaukee, what does that look like? What does it look like for the average family here in the city?
I think that an overwhelmingly large percentage of families in Milwaukee struggle with diaper need. So 68% of families with children qualify for low-income status. So that's a pretty large number. And I think diaper need looks different for different families. I think some families struggle with the choice between purchasing groceries and purchasing diapers on a weekly or monthly basis because they just don't have the funds to be able to afford both. I think, you know, in some of the really extreme situations, some families are taking a dirty disposable diaper, rinsing it, hanging it to dry, and reusing it again. And those diapers are not meant to be used multiple times. And studies have shown that families who experience diaper need, their children have mental health issues, and they just have not as good of a start in life. So I think it's a huge problem that, you know, we need to face in not only in our city, which is, you know, one of the poorest and most segregated cities in the country, but also all around the country. One in three families in the United States struggles with diaper need.
You know, you mentioned the process of someone perhaps using a disposable diaper and then rinsing it off, trying to use it again. What is the issue with that? If there's somebody who's going, well, I don't have enough money for this, so I'm going to try to reuse these. Why can't you reuse a disposable diaper?
Well, they'll disintegrate over time. And I think for families out there who have accidentally had a disposable diaper go through their laundry, they kind of just explode. And they're full of chemicals. And so, you know, those chemicals then, you know, are exposed to the air. And so really a disposable diaper is meant to be used one time and then thrown away. And with our organization, we talk a lot about sustainability and reusable products as well, but not all families choose to use cloth diapers. We hope to help change that, but you know, a disposable diaper is not meant to be washed and reused.
Well, that's another question. You know, what kind of diapers are you focusing on? Because as you mentioned, a lot of people are trying to move toward more sustainable types of diapers, things that you can wash and then reuse. But that being said, we're talking about low-income families, many of whom may not have the time to do that.
Sure. And some don't have laundering facilities in their home, or they have shared washers and dryers in an apartment building. And that can be a barrier to those families, but it doesn't have to be the ultimate barrier. I think cloth diapers, while they are a bit of an investment up front, they pay for themselves, you know, with one child for sure, definitely with two children. And so, you know, you are having this upfront cost, but then the long run, you're saving a lot of money. And I think with a program like ours, where we will be donating all of these diapers to families at zero cost, then they don't have that startup barrier. I also think that if they don't have laundering facilities, that hand washing is an option for families. I participated in a challenge called the Hand Washing Challenge last spring, and that's what brought me to actually starting this organization. And the Hand Washing Challenge is where cloth diapering families hand wash their diapers for a week to prove that it is possible to be able to cloth diaper without a washer and dryer. And not only do we hand wash to prove that, but we talk a lot about diaper need during that week and during that challenge. And there's a lot of conversation in the cloth diapering community and really in all communities about accessibility to not only cloth or reusable personal hygiene products, but also disposables.
So what does accessibility look like through your organization?
So we partner with other social service agencies in the city, and we distribute products to them who then distribute them to the families that they serve. And so we are able to not only collect in-kind donations from community members, so gently used cloth diapers, gently used reusable period supplies, as well as, you know, new disposable versions of both of those. So we can collect those, repackage them, and then distribute it to our partner agencies. So we're giving those partner agencies the power to be able to give families dignity of choice, which we talk about that a lot. There should be an option, you know, families should have every option to, you know, be able to choose what's best for their baby and for their family.
Now, you mentioned period supplies. I am interested to know what gently used period supplies look like, in part because that sounds a little odd.
Yes, absolutely. So there are disposable period supplies, pads and tampons, which are a one-time use thing. And then there are reusable versions of those. So cloth pads, and then something called a menstrual cup, which is a like a medical grade silicone cup that is used in place of a tampon. So we like to use the term period supplies because not every person who gets a period is a woman, and not, you know, feminine hygiene supplies is kind of the standard thing that people call it. But we feel that period is a much more inclusive term. And so that's what we like to use at Milwaukee Diaper Mission.
Well, and feminine hygiene is such an odd euphemism because, of course, there are many other things that women might use to keep themselves hygienic.
Absolutely.
That do not involve their periods in any way.
Yes, right.
So, you know, you mentioned, of course, the period supplies alongside the diaper supplies. Why are these two needs that you decided to focus on together?
So we initially started out with a plan to just offer a diaper option. And to back up a little bit, how I started out with all of this is I wanted to be able to make cloth diapering accessible to every family in Milwaukee. And I tried to reach out to the local diaper bank because most large cities in the country have at least one diaper bank. So I Googled Milwaukee Diaper Bank and nothing came up. And so I realized there's no diaper bank in the city. There are social service agencies, food pantries, organizations that are giving away free diapers and period supplies. However, there isn't that one freestanding diaper bank that can really provide a reliable source of these products to families. So I decided to, you know, combine the diapering and the period supplies because I know that a lot of diaper banks around the country offer both. And I've been very fortunate to be mentored by a handful of these larger nonprofit diaper banks around the country who have really supported us and helped us learn how to launch an organization like this. And most of them do offer both options. So we decided, you know, with the goal of having a disposable and reusable option for diapering, we would have that same offering for period supplies.
Yeah. So what do you hope your future looks like with the Milwaukee Diaper Mission?
Well, we hope to remain a reliable source of these very important items for families in need. I think, you know, most diaper banks that we've spoken to around the country have grown exponentially, almost to the point where they were not prepared for how quickly they grew. And so we're starting out with the attitude that we're going to grow very fast and we're going to serve as many families as we possibly can, because this is really, really important work and it's very needed in our city. So our goal, you know, our long-term goal is to obviously remain a large organization in the city, helping as many families as possible. Our short-term goal goal is to raise money so that we can purchase supplies, to spread the word about diaper need in general in our city, and to also find a warehouse space because right now we're working out of my garage and there's not enough room.
Fair enough. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you so much for having me, Joy. I really appreciate it.
Megan Johnson is the co-founder of Milwaukee Diaper Mission, and she spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. The Diaper Mission will be holding a supply drive next Monday, September 21st, hosted by the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall. You can find a link to more information at wuwm.com.